The President of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs, says the government's proposed changes to the Racial Discrimination Act is bad law. She says the debate about the changes has been divisive and unproductive and raised anxieties among minority groups. Professor Triggs has told the National Press Club the draft bill would effectively allow racial vilification and intimidation in almost all public arenas. She's also criticised the government for arguing for stronger freedom of speech protection while failing to protect other human rights, such as those of asylum seekers. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
It's just a fortnight since the Attorney-General, George Brandis, unveiled the government's proposed changes to the Racial Discrimination Act, delivering on Tony Abbott's election promise to repeal Section 18C. The President of the Human Rights Commission says the tone of the debate so far has not been good.
Today's debate about Section 18C has, however, proved divisive, unproductive, polarising views and raising anxieties, particularly among minority and vulnerable groups.
The government wants to repeal the section that says it's unlawful to offend, insult or humiliate because of a person's race or ethnicity, while noting it's the first time in decades that a government is seeking to water down human rights protections. Professor Gillian Triggs acknowledges the bar in that part of the law may have been set too low.
And I too am happy to accept that the words offend and insult maybe could be strengthened by substituting other words.
The Attorney-General argues a new offence of racial vilification, along with the existing offence of intimidation, are the strongest protections against racism that have ever appeared in any Commonwealth Act.
Adopting a word like vilify is a good word in the sense that it's very powerful on its face. But the difficulty is that it's been limited to inciting hatred by a third party. That is a very narrow definition and in practice will be very difficult to prove.
3 years ago, columnist Andrew Bolt fell foul of the legislation after writing about fair-skinned Aborigines. The government wants to ensure the Bolt case is never repeated. Professor Triggs says the draft needs to be rewritten.
The exposure draft is an attempt to prevent another Bolt case, and as such, it is bad law that responds to a bad case. It fails to identify the mischief to be prevented, and it adopts a free speech defence that, in effect, permits racial vilification and intimidation in virtually all public arenas.
She's urged the government to make four compromises.
The offence of intimidation should include psychological and social harm, as indeed I think the word implies. The new offence of vilification ought not to require proof of hatred by a third party, but to be defined in the ordinary sense of denigrating that person. The impact of the victims group should at least remain a relevant consideration when assessing what the test of reasonably likely should mean in modern-day Australia. And finally, the requirement for a defendant to prove good faith, an accurate and fair comment, should be retained in some form in the free speech defence.
Professor Triggs then turned her attention to other freedoms, the right to a fair trial and not to be detained arbitrarily.
Can we continue to have international credibility when we rejoice in the findings of the International Court of Justice in the Whaling case or the Human Rights Committee in the Toonan homosexuality case in Tasmania, but ignore the many, many findings of the Human Rights Committee that Australia is in breach of the right not to be detained arbitrarily? How is it that our legal system sanctions such policies?
She says the government's arguments for freedoms is inconsistent.
One of the very disturbing aspects of the freedoms debate is that those who most particularly argue for freedoms are very inconsistent in their approach. Those who emphasise freedoms in relation to mandatory detention remain very silent on this issue, despite the fact that we have 4,700 asylum seekers in remote detention centres throughout Australia.
Gillian Triggs says it's time for core freedoms to be enshrined in law to prevent detention of asylum seeker children and indefinite detention of refugees deemed to be a security risk.
If that legislation ultimately proves faulty or ineffective, it can be repealed. But I think it's time that we looked again, maybe not at a full charter of rights, maybe the political will isn't there, but we do need to look at some legislation that articulates these rights that are not otherwise available.
The President of the Human Rights Commission, Professor Gillian Triggs, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.